This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, a lot, I say it every night. I know. I'm starting to sound like Hannity, right? A lot happening, big news night. I don't mean it that way. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being engaged, being involved. I know you are. And I just appreciate the time you spend with us. So, you know, I am happy that this is the show you've chosen to listen to. And does a body good. What was that? That was a milk commercial. Same thing, though. Does a body good. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, I've got, we've got a good show lined up, I think. I think it's a good show, but I lined it up. So, we've got Sonia Schmidt's going to join us right after the break. And again, right back to it again. Looks like the president, I know everybody's biting their fingernails. We stop biting your fingernails, okay? I mean, I know you never have this, you have this, but he's got this. And you're looking at numbers that are just astronomical when it comes to how many people show up at his events, what we're looking at as far as support in the black Hispanic community. I mean, let's just forget the white community and bury them at this point. He needs them, but he doesn't need them like you think he does. And now some of the Democrats, some of the more outspoken Democrats, Michael Moore being one of them, is afraid that we may not have this, meaning the Democrats. Right? Now, Joe's, with the regular polls, Joe's lead has been narrowing every single day. No, really, think about it. And we don't believe the polls to begin with, but my God, even if the polls out there are trying to win, trying to show him as the winner, don't even bother coming out voting. Right? I mean, think about this. Even the people that were pushing him as the winner are now backing off that a little bit. But they're going to get a lot of help, though. I mean, a lot more help than you think. You know why? Did you hear about the guy, what was it, I think it was in Florida. Yeah, Florida. He attempted to register dead Americans as Democrat voters in Florida. They've attempted to register dozens of dead people, not two or three, dozens. Steve Van Cor, in Broward County Supervisor of Elections spokesperson, confirmed and emailed a statement to Fox News. Officials in Broward County, which is a Democrat stronghold to begin with, you know, why take something to make it worse, right? It's Florida's second most populous county. It uncovered a scheme over the summer. Fortunately, the system we have in place works. The improper registrations were flagged in a timely manner. And the information was turned over to law enforcement for prosecution. We're also pleased to inform you that there was no attempt by this person or persons to actually cast a ballot. Now, Broward County Supervisor of Elections officials flagged the registrations as suspicious and then turned them over to the Broward County State Attorney's Office. And as usual, they can't comment. on an ongoing criminal investigation. The correspondence between the state attorney's office and Broward election supervisor shows that officials couldn't determine who mailed the registrations because there wasn't a return address. Duh. Duh, 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 duh. Hey, I've got to mail out some anthrax. Let me put my return address on this in case it doesn't make it where I want it to go. 30 of the 51 were verified by the state attorney's office as being deceased. Well, don't dead lives matter? Or something like that? I don't know. The identity of the other 21 could not be verified by only date of birth and name. Now, it was the first reported incident by South Florida Sun Sentinel, which reported that someone from South Carolina submitted 50 voter applications to Broward elections, and 30 of those people were dead, which tells me it seems like lately the Dems can only get dead people to register for their party. I mean, this might be real. Right? I mean, zombies. Yeah, they have a voice too, don't they? Hey, head to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot going on up there. A lot to get involved with. Love it if you would comment on some of the stories. Sign up for the email. You only do one a week. Sometimes I even miss that. You know, but sign up for a weekly email. Be really nice. It'll let you know who's coming on the show, what we got coming up, topics we're going to be discussing. Our sponsors are on there. It'd be nice to click on their stuff. Send them a thank you note for sponsoring the show. Just a lot happening there. Those registration applications were sent in 19 different envelopes. You know, I thought you could, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is you can get fingerprints off of paper. Right? The fraud was uncovered when the Sun Sentinel asked about a handful of suspicious voter ID cards sent to a man in another county, and they were deemed to be part of a larger scheme. So again, this stuff is great, and it isn't going to stop. It won't even stop after the elections. They'll keep poking away, you know, trucking away at this thing forever. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Sony Smith's going to join me after the break, so really don't go far. Got plenty of things to talk about. One in particular is how the numbers, they're not just rising, they're jumping in a black community for President Trump, including among young black men. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. Seriously, I'm not drinking. I just can't get it together. Be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowwhey.com. Greenmeadowwhey.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged. Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself, okay? I mean, seriously, this is getting crazy. And listen, stop sending me emails. Stop leaving me voice messages. I love you people. Please don't take this the wrong way. Trump is going to win, okay? Oh, my God, the polls, Joe, you keep saying, but the polls lied. They lied in 16. They lied in 18. They are lying today. These guys are mentally deranged. They are using the same process to tell you who's going to win. If you look, Obama, Harris, and Biden together couldn't pull 500 people out to a rally. And are you there? Hello? All right, well, she got to get me off the ceiling. Sonya Smith joins me, she does. to kick off the week every week. I'd say we're going to party down, but, you know, I guess we're not going to. But what are you shaking your head no for? This is party time. Come on, we've got 3 days
down.
Out.
What? All I can do is do the down part. I don't do the party part anymore.
No, but come on. I mean, your friends have to be calling you, too, going, Sonia, what's going on? Are we going to win this thing? What's happening? Right?
It's me, believe it or not.
Ooh.
Believe it or not, I'm the only one that, because I'm a warrior by nature. People thought I was saying warrior, like I'm a fight. No, I'm a warrior. I'm going to worry till this is a done deal. I see the worst that can happen and everything and but what if. So it's usually everybody else trying to calm me down. And then because I have guests on my show that scare me as well, because they, you know, I have a guy on this week. He talks about the reality of what can happen, what will happen as a result of a Biden win. And I'm like, I'm just shivering in a corner.
Well, you can call him and tell him that I said he is incorrect. And he better be sending you flowers on a regular basis.
He's going to win. He just, okay. No, my question to him was, what if? And he was very bleak about it. But he didn't think that this was a possibility.
Well, we'd have the same black winter that Biden was talking about, don't you think?
What did he talk about?
Biden was talking about the black winter we're going to have. Although I don't know if he was making a racist comment or he's talking about how bad the winter was going to be. I don't know.
No. He was talking about their darkness. And I have to say, just by observing, their people really gravitate towards fear and darkness. And, you know, I look at the three people who were at the Biden rally, and they're all sitting in their cars. I'm like, you could at least sit on the trunk, you know, the hood of your car and have some fun and still be socially distanced. But these people are in their cars, probably with their masks on, and virtue signaling to the rest of us how to behave. So they are scared.
I find that so funny. I really do.
I find it sad. I just, you know, it's like watching somebody ride a bicycle down the street with their mask on. And it's like, it's not, you're not doing anybody any favors and, you know, least of all you. So,
well, no, I think the funny thing about all this, too, again, you're driving down, they've got these people so wired, so programmed now, you're driving down the road by yourself, windows up, mask on, what are you afraid of? I mean, seriously, if you sneeze... And you got the thing. What are you going to give it back to yourself? Ooh, that's terrible.
I should only hope they just recycle that thing.
I don't know.
I think that it's like makes them look like a good person. You know, it makes them look like they care.
You know what?
So they're not
it's like the Prius drivers, right? They look like
exactly.
They're doing something good.
Exactly. They don't have fact one about the amount of energy it takes to make that car and run that car and so on and so forth.
I know, right?
They don't need that information because they think on the surface this makes them feel good.
That is just, I just find it so, well, it shows you the shallow thinking, forgive me, on that side of the aisle.
Right?
They're going to make a difference, but nobody gives a thought as to what it takes to put those cars together, how to get rid of the batteries later on, all that stuff that we should be at least thinking about.
But that's why they dumbed down, you know, the society. And I've been watching this for years going, what advantage would that be to dumb down the society to the extent that it has? And now I see why, exactly why. You've got these ignorant kids on the street yelling Black Lives Matter. You've got, you know, you've got these people who think that they're doing the best. You know, I was listening to Joe Biden's speech today. He really sounds like he believes what he's saying. And I can't possibly believe that it's insane. He's going to be the president for all of America. Well, but it was the left who has spent the past, I don't know how many years, dividing up America into genders.
Hear that from the guy that he worked for 8 years? He was going to, we don't have a blue America. We don't have a red America, America. We have a purple America, America. I'll be the president for all Americans. Like, wow.
But I don't know that
any of... plagiarize that speech?
Oh, yes, right. As many of them were. But you know what? Two plagiarizers connect. Because Biden has certainly shared his, had his share of plagiarisms.
Yeah.
But I don't know that anybody on the left heard Obama's speeches because they're just not engaged. They're just into it for he was the first black president, and that's all they needed to know. They didn't need to know anything that was in his speech. They didn't even need to watch the inconsistencies of what he said and what he did. You know, it's just amazing what they can get away with in terms of ignorance.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, when you think about what they're laying out, and again, no fun, all seriousness, if Obama can't draw them out for Joey
Hello.
B, nobody can. I mean, in the party as all. Has he lost his luster, his sheen?
Mojo?
No, Obama.
Oh,
he lost
you can't
his sheen.
Say that.
Mojo. That's like 80s, isn't it? No?
I'm an old school girl.
I would say he's not hip anymore, but they tell me that's like 70s. You can't use that.
That's kind of. All that before this. Wasn't nobody coming out to his rallies when he ran the second time. I mean, it was minuscule compared to what they were in the beginning. And what they were in the beginning was very impressive, even in Europe. The amount of people who showed up, but it was an anomaly. It was interesting. You know, I mean, I knew who he was and didn't. I wasn't keen on him, but I could understand how the rest of the world was fooled.
Yeah, you know what? Again, I look at what's going on today, and I just got to go, I don't believe that these people. I want to believe that mainstream Democrats are looking at this going, this guy's, he's a dead man walking. You know, there's nothing there. So
I don't know any mainstream Democrats. I wish I did, because I'd love to do you. And
I
have
do.
They made any comments that this guy's a joke?
Nobody has said he's a joke. The mainstream guys I know say, you know, will say the same to me. I can't believe this is the best of what we had. Okay, that's number one. Number two, some, they won't vote for Trump, but they'll say, I can't vote for Biden. I just can't, because I know that it won't be Biden.
Good.
Won't
that's
be
all
Trump
I ask. That's all I ask.
Well, that's a good starting point. Anyway, we're going to go for
step
break.
Step in the right direction.
Because we believe in capital. Okay. Then we're going to talk about the Philly riots. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break, and I do mean a lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden were appealing to voters at campaign events across the Midwest today. More than 80 million Americans have cast ballots in the U.S. presidential election, according to a tally from the U.S. Elections Project at the University of Florida, setting the stage for the highest participation rate in over a century. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that absentee ballots in Minnesota must be received by 8 p.m. on Election Day in order to be counted. This means election workers will not be able to count ballots that are received after Election Day. Instead, they'll be forced to set aside those ballots in case a court later allows them to be counted. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar tweeted, "Minnesota, don't put your ballots in the mail anymore. Make sure to vote in person." This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The truth.
Feel the rhythm now.
Wow, the Flapper Girls are back. Going to be your host. Come on, baby. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged, please. You know, we're not going to get anything done unless you're involved and you're engaged in the process. See something that doesn't look right? Call somebody. Let them know. But you know what? I love this person. I love having her on with me. I know you guys like her too. You always ask me, is she on Friday night? I said, I don't know. She'll be on if she gets here. That's how it works. Anyway, Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. I so much appreciate her time with me. And she is also, for some of you who have been a little out of touch, she is the host of the Sonia Smith Show.
You can find me on the range every Sunday night live. Join me in the chat room, or you can watch my archives during the week. Just find my little name and click on it, and there I be.
I'm not giggling at your show, but I heard home on. I mean, I heard the range, and all I heard was home on the range. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh!
All right, I'm old. What do you want from me? Anyway, hey, we've got a caller, Ed from Washington. Is on the line with us. I love when Ed calls. He's got, you know, he's got great insight on what's going on. Ed, thank you. What's up?
Yeah, sure. Short time listener, long time caller. Listen, you know, last night there was a discussion of all these people buying their weapons just in case the president does get elected. And I think the person had it all wrong. People have been buying weapons not because of the presidency, but now that's important in case he doesn't make it in. You know, yep. At a federal level. But they've been buying it because to protect themselves from their own state government that are in the Democratic-run states that have set for the last 4 or 5 years all these crazy laws.
Yep.
That's the one point. I don't believe that they're buying them to worry about the presidency, although that will be a factor. I believe that they're preparing themselves for the continuing onslaught of the Democratic parties that are running those states. The other thing is, I was thinking about the reinvigoration that Biden has been showing recently. So I contacted a couple of people in the medical world, and I said, it seems like he's really energetic. And I said, isn't there a thing called sunset diagnosis for those people who have dementia or Alzheimer's that they can be re-energized Like if he sleeps all day, anyone yeah. that would sleep all day, they'd be better energized when they first wake up.
Yep.
Would that be a proper analogy? Also the fact that so I figured that that's part of his regiment right now, and that's why he does look more effective than he had been previously in all the other campaigns that he's done.
Well, Ed, if you sleep for 4 days, you're going to be energetic too, my friend, don't you think?
Well, absolutely. The one good thing that I appreciate that is at least not going out there in his jammies.
Yeah, thank you. Although, I don't know if he'd wear jammies, you know what I'm saying? He's that kind of guy, you know what I mean? Anyway.
Hey, listen, thank you.
Thanks for the call, Ed. I appreciate it. Oh, I love what Ed calls. He's always got some great insight as to what's going on. Hey, Sonia, it's true. I mean, this guy, when he was doing other events before the presidential debates, he couldn't remember where he was. He couldn't remember what he was running for. He couldn't remember who he was running against. And he looked like he was falling asleep at the end of the interviews, even a 10-minute interview, right?
Yeah, no, that wasn't early on. I mean, you can just go back a few days ago when he called President Trump George. And
George W.
Yeah, apparently he stumbled over something today during his rally. The man is not well. And when you think about him being the leader of the free world, I don't understand how Democrats could actually cast a vote for that just based on their own survival. You know, wouldn't you have an instinct that would want you to survive as an American, and you look at this guy and go, you know what, he puts us in danger. We'll wait for the next, a better candidate, but this guy is not the one.
No, I mean, they complained about that 3 o'clock call. They complained about Trump being too close to the red button. I don't think he's, I don't think Trump is worried, or we're not worried about Trump and the red button. They are. And again, look at this. Look at Biden. But he's not going to be... He's not going to become president, but let's just say out of some fluke that he did, right? The bottom line with it is that it wouldn't be him. You know as well as I do, it would be President Harris. They've already slipped and called it a Harris, the Harris administration, right?
She's even more frightening than he is.
Yep.
Yeah, it's I don't know, and I don't believe he's going to win, but I do believe they're going to cheat really hard. And I, you know, to your caller's point about buying weapons, it's not. I'm pretty sure the media is saying just in case, you know, Trump wins, because they always try to pin everything on, you know, the alt-right or Nazis or this and that and the other. Joe Biden called us today ugly folks. So. We all know
He's been calling us all kinds of names, though, right? She called us deplorables, but then moving into this, didn't he? He had another name for us just a couple of weeks ago, and then
they never stop. They never stop, but then they blame us. That's the projection that they do, and apparently nobody on their side sees it.
No.
But the guns, if there is an increase, but it has to do with the fear of government overreach. And like I said, I was talking to you on the break about my interview for this week is with a guy who's an investigative journalist. He actually broke I don't know if you remember back to the Cloward and Piven stories and how that hit the mainstream about, okay, so he was the one who was instrumental in breaking that story. And he was saying, we're in, you can expect major, very ugly, very scary government overreach that has to do with, you know, maybe some of those cages that Obama had constructed will be used, but they'll be used on American citizens.
Yeah, I think this is, you know, some of the stuff that I've been looking, and you're right, it goes all the way back to Obama. They were buying guns just recently. There's an uptick recently, but they've been buying all the way back to Obama. So, hey, listen, let's talk a little bit about those peaceful Philly rallies. Philly riots. I mean, Philly protests. I don't even know what to call them.
They're just demonstrations.
Oh, got it.
They're demonstrations of how you can act a fool and riot and loot. That's what they're demonstrating.
So, Well, no, they're screaming about how, you know, the black community, another black man was shot, the black community is upset, and they're going through all this stuff. And I'm sitting there watching these riots, these peaceful riots happen. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, it's almost like they're saying that black people are burning down their own communities, but when I'm looking at the crowds, I'm not so sure I'm seeing more blacks than whites, number one. I'm seeing more of these little white punks that are in there, you know, smashing windows, going shopping with a, you know, get anything you want for a free Target card. You know what I'm saying?
They're bored, godless, ill, white kids who haven't been raised properly. And I'll give you an example of how this really resonated with me last night. I'm coming home. And there's two kids that have moved downstairs for me, and they look college age, but which means they can't afford this apartment that they're living in. So you know mommy and daddy are, or mommy at least is taking care of. So I come home last night, and mommy has a huge box, and it's a mattress inside this box, and she's top to bottom trying to her best get this box up the stairs to her daughter's apartment. And I said my instinct was to help her, but I have a terrible back. I know what would happen to me the next day if I did. So I told her, I said, I'm really sorry I can't help you. But my instinct was to help. So, you know, her daughter came out of the apartment and watched her finagle this box into the apartment. Finally, the daughter took it the last few feet. But I wanted to beat this child. I was like, can you beat somebody else's child? But... That was the epitome.
You could say it was a BLM event, and they would leave you alone.
That's
know that.
That's true.
You don't know how to use this thing. I'm going to have to teach you how to use this to your advantage.
I'm not using it to my advantage. But I saw this is how we get these young white kids who are, quote-unquote, fighting in our behalf, and they don't know anything about even common courtesies or helping. My 8-year-old grandson would not have let a woman maneuver that box by herself. It just wouldn't happen.
My mother would slap me in the head if we walked by that woman and I didn't try to help her.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. They don't have this anymore. And then, but then the woman I saw today, she's unloading the car again of boxes and crates and stuff and walking them from the car up the stairs into the apartment. And I'm like, this is exactly how this daughter got there. This mother did. I would have left that stuff on the lawn.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Get that.
I would have had a loud speaker going, hey, Mary, come on down, get your boxes.
If you want it, get it. If not, you can find it in the trash dump.
That's right. I'm so
but
tired
of this.
But this
is how we got here.
Yep.
Oh, I'm so tired. These kids are not what they're not raised.
No. You know, they say the kids have been raised lately with no coping skills. That's a kid that has no coping skills. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
You're listening to Real Style on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for being with us and taking time with us. Let's get right back to it. I love when Sonya's on with me. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week to help. I was going to say clear my head, but that really never happens.
You know why I love coming on your show since the COVID virus? It gives me a reason to shower. That's, you know.
Ouch.
Dress up from the waist up.
Oh, well, I can't stand up during the show, and we all know why. So,
I hope you're not Porky Pigging it. That's all I ask.
Oh, all right. No,
that's
no. I'm going to wear my orange swimsuit one of these days. I'll look like a pumpkin standing here. Well, kind of like a pumpkin. Anyway, hey, listen. We were kind of, before we get into the meat of the Philly thing, you and I were talking during the break, and this is something that just frosts me to no end. And it's proof that these little little white, you said emboldened kids. I'm going to call them brats, but whatever. These little white kids that yelling at black, little white people yelling at black cops, male and female, telling them that they're part of the problem, that they're the reason. And I'm thinking to myself, you ain't white. You ain't black. How do you know what's going on? What gives you a right to write to a black guy to tell him that what he's doing is wrong? He doesn't understand racism. It's like, really? I mean, I would flip up my mask, slap her in the head, and then flip my mask back down again. But anyway, don't you just find that infuriating?
I'll tell you what gives them the right, and it's been going on for years, is the Democrat Party. They tell these kids that they are being righteous by doing this, that they have righteous indignation by doing this. They are fighting racism by doing this. And they think that they are convinced that cops are evil and they're just killing black people randomly and often.
Well, Sheila Jackson Lee said police officers, when they get dressed, they're getting ready to go out to look for black men to kill. That doesn't help.
And how harmful is that to all kids, to everybody who's grown up in this? These kids have never heard anything but this. You know, on a good day, I'm sympathetic. But to be honest, they've never heard anything but this, so they actually believe it. They believe that they're entitled, so when they break into a store, whether it be a high-end store or a Walmart, they believe that those people are evil, and they are entitled, and they deserve anything that they take from that store.
Oh, yeah, but they have insurance. That's why it's okay. Didn't you hear that?
But they have insurance.
Leader? They have insurance.
That's right.
Don't feel bad for them.
Right. Oh, and it's a part of our reparations payment. So,
there you go. Are you sending in receipts, though? That's what I want to know. Are they giving them receipts when they take this stuff?
But that's how twisted they are, and they don't see it as twisted. Bless their heart. If I had a dime for every time I say, just remember the, Father forgive them for they know not what they do.
Yep.
Because I don't believe they know what they do. I don't believe, everybody's done stupid stuff in their youth. I know I look back at some stuff and I go, oh my God, I can't believe I said that. I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I thought that. I don't know that these children are going to have that moment, even as adult, where they go, oh my God, I looted a store.
That's sad. Then how do they learn? How are they going to learn that what they were doing was wrong? And
well, if the Democrat Party comes into power, they're never going to learn, because that's their agenda, is to keep them in that mindset, because it's the only way they can control them.
Wow. All right, so let's talk a little bit.
I'm your feel-good guest.
Well, listen, I'm on board with you. I look at these things that are going on out there. I'm excited to know and to hear that that the young black community, young Hispanic community, does not see the Democrats as their friends. It's becoming more and more evident. Trump is picking up more and more steam in the young black and Hispanic community. And it's because, you know what? They can say whatever they want about him, unlike some others. He is a working class mindset. Trump has got a working class mindset.
Totally,
he knows how to treat people, right?
The other day, and this reminds me of me, because my father was a builder, my mother was a janitor, so when I went into Hollywood, to me, those were the real people. When the first person I connected with was the security guard and the janitors, and and as I rose up the ladder, people were telling me, I'm a producer, and they were like, you can't fraternize with the people who build the sets. Like, those are the only people that I see who are really working, the electricians, all those people. Those were the real people. So when Donald Trump came along and he had the same sort of mindset, he had been raised to work around these people and love on them. But in the other day on his speech, when he said, he talked about basically the Amish, I forget what he called them, but he said, I forget what they were called, but he said, they build a great barn. He says they can do it in 2 days, and he says, and they use wooden cogs. And I was like, that's so cool that he knows how to build the beauty of building a barn and the intricacies of how to do it American style and make it last and make it beautiful. I thought that he surprises me every day with how us he is.
Oh, yeah, no question. And people don't see it that way. And the funny thing about it, just at the bare basics, whether he has three, because they complain about how much money he has, whether he has $3 billion or he's worth $6 or $7 billion, he's lost over $1 billion in income, revenue, whatever, and worth. And yet you have people like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, all of them have become millionaires while they're in Congress. And they, yet they don't even question
working for
it.
Us.
Nobody questions it.
Working for us.
Yep.
We're their boss. And they're walking away with millions and houses where's Obama living? Martha's Vineyard. How does that even, and still complaining about how awful America is, how does that even happen? Trump, there's a reason why he has what he has. So, and I don't know, the left basically says nobody can have but them. And they're going to prove that if they win, and they won't, but... No, they're not going to stop it.
So
okay, I will. I'm sorry.
But you know, let's talk about the Philly riots for a second. Yes, you heard me, people. Riots. There were riots.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right.
Here you have, again, doesn't matter what color they are, what have you. Here you have a black man that has been shot, or a man that has been shot. And if people would look and find out that there was a restraining order against him, he wasn't supposed to be in that house. He's already, I mean, the guy's got a rap sheet a mile long, number one, and number two, he's very violent. And here he is, he comes out with a knife. I spoke to an LAPD officer the other day, and he said, they're more afraid of knives than they are of guns.
Mm.
You know, at some point, the gun runs out of bullets or what have you, but there was an incident in Japan just the other day where a guy took out 11 people, with 11 cops, armed cops
wow.
with guns. Before they finally took him down. So, you know, you're sitting there saying to yourself, a knife is no less dangerous. But here's the deal. Another black man was shot. That's how it's being sold by media. So if you're not aware, you're not paying attention, you're not tuned in, what's the message?
Another black man killed by a white cop.
Yeah.
It's systemic racism. It's the cops. If we don't get smarter about how we listen to the news, too, it's just, you know, we got to turn that crap off. And I totally love that Candace Owens came out and says, really, we really need to stop making heroes out of criminals. Because, you know, it's just like the word racism. The left has so worn that into the ground that nothing means racism. Nothing and everything means racism anymore. And there is real racism, and we need
yep.
to fight that when it happens. But it doesn't just happen on the black, you know, racism towards black people. There's racism in all different directions. So
I heard,
why
listen,
not? Let's just.
I heard a pastor teaching the other day who actually said black folks can't be racist.
Oh, yeah, we say that all the
they
time.
They have control of nothing.
I think even we know that's not true.
We
even know that's not true. But it, you know what? Like I said, I'm not working this black thing to my advantage. But, yes, if you can get away with saying that, it's a stupid lie, and it's not going to fix the racism problem as long as you hold on to lies like that.
No, and I get mad at those pastors because what they're doing is they're fueling a congregation to look at white folks like they're racist and I'm above it all. Right?
They're
I mean, that's basically
pastors.
What they're saying.
Yeah, and they're not pastors in my
no.
opinion.
No, and I have friends.
You know, I heard that you have to be called by God to have that job.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's anything biblical about saying that sort of thing or even feeling that sort of thing. And
no.
if you do feel it, you need to ask for repentance. In my opinion. In my
no.
humble opinion.
You don't have to be humble. That, you know, it's up there. These guys should not be... these guys, you know, the Bible says that we're all of one blood. No matter what color you are, no matter how you want to break it out, no matter what you want to do, we're all of one blood. So we shouldn't be talking about how bad it is. I say this at the school board all the time. Let's not pull out a group. Let's go ahead and make it right for everybody. Because if you make it equal and right for everybody, everybody's going to benefit from it.
It'll
you agree?
Be right for everybody. And that's what we've seen with Trump, and I think that is what's resonating with the black community. He's, you know, he has been specifically targeting black neighborhoods. He specifically talks about it, thank goodness. But the fact of the matter is they don't have different policies. They don't have different – what works for all, you know what I'm saying? And prosperity really is the only thing that will help us deal with racism,
yep.
you know?
And he knows it.
Poverty is the answer.
Yep. And don't, God forbid you're a black rapper, you're really screwed, right? Anyway, you know what that sound is. Go ahead and tell people where to find you, quick.
Oh, Sonya Schmidt. No, Range Broadcasting. Sonya Schmidt Show.
We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. You're listening to Joe Messina here on The Real Side. We'll be back.